car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was on the house of all. The army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away, but I just had to look. Having read the book, I'd love to turn you
up and got out of bed yesterday, Wednesday, September 29th. It's no wonder. I'd drunken myself into a barely warm corpse the night before, and in the last moments of spinning consciousness, before entering a near coma, I dropped a hit of acid. 500 mics of clean LSD-25, scored on the final Fish tour by a new age hippie runaway. On her way down, traded for a bag of lousy Mexican tar heroin on Telegraph Avenue to a cheap thug who forgot to pay his bills and met with hard times. 4 hours later, I woke up traveling warp speed through a badly written Carlos Castaneda novel with Gumby and Pokey.
Hey Pokey, what you doing?
Well, Gumby, I was thinking of going to Tijuana and get a job.
Oh, Pokey, watch out for the Federales!
Well, I'll just sell them radios for their vans.
In frantic horror, I leapt up, slamming my face into the spinning blades of the ceiling fan over my head, gashing my right eye and splattering a cascade of blood across the mirror on my ceiling. Screaming and clutching at the wound, I leapt for the half-drunken bottle of Jack Daniels on the bedstand, while thousands of paisley scorpions swarmed to drink the pools of blood from the filthy sheets. The whiskey hit my throat before I noticed the cigarette butt I'd apparently doused in the bottle, confusing it with one of the dozens of empties. But I needed something, anything, to relieve the terror and the increasing apocalyptic chemical psychosis. The cigarette filter bounced off my clenched teeth in the final gulp as the warm sickness rose inside and the chill of alcoholic morbidity raced across my skull, ringing my ears and constricting my throat. Still pressing the treacherous flowing gape in my face, I staggered deliriously across the room to my raggedy compact Windows 95 box, navigating through hideous gargoyle figures and swirling hieroglyphic text, the now blood-drenched keyboard bubbling and squishing as I typed frantically. I made my way to Free Radio Santa Cruz, grasping for the faithful audio stream of Twisted Sanity.
No. Oh, my God. Please help me. Somebody help me.
Busted. The longest running pirate radio station in America was taken down yesterday by armed federal agents and the FCC. Despite the fact that Free Radio Santa Cruz has been adopted and endorsed by the Santa Cruz City Council as an asset to the community, on the air for 8 years, Pacifica's own Amy Goodman broadcast twice from Free Radio Santa Cruz over the past year, including a recent spot with Utah Phillips and Annie DeFranca. That would be twice more than she broadcast from KPFT. Free Radio Santa Cruz, no longer rocking the boat or the airwaves. As the election heats up, it's convenient. They took the computers, they took the wires, they took the board, they took the Gettner, they took the coax, they took the XLR plug, they took the duct tape, they took the coat hangers, they took the armpit hair from the women, they took the bush from my craw, they took the doctor from my octopus, they took the head from my brain, the fog from my head, they tried to take the shine from my big, pink, shiny ass, but they couldn't get my freedom of speech, and I'll talk out of either end I want. They took the antenna. They took the transmitter. The voice from my mouth. The expression from my gut. The feminine from my manhood. The hope from my legacy. The last sip from my beer. The craziness from childhood. The slurps from the cups. The metaphors from my similes. The stupidity of my rhetoric.
But you're really a community radio station then.
That's right. Yeah, we basically, you know, we're not a lot of pirate stations like to tout free speech and all that, but I mean, we've grown into something that we've realized that, you know, we're not a quote free speech station because we don't allow the KKK to come on, and we don't allow racist points of view, homophobic stuff, sexist type stuff, and we've just come to terms with that's the direction that we want to go. We mainly concern ourselves with information, getting information out, especially right now, what's going on in the Middle East. We've been constantly reading off what's been going on at Palestine Indie Media, JerusalemIndieMedia.org, and interviewing people, getting them on the air.